Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey there, welcome back to the Indomitable Podcast. In today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about a topic that I wrote about in my article called To Ensure True Happiness, Answer This Question Honestly. And in this episode, we're going to go over this specific topic. The thing that, if you fail to address, could have irreparable consequences. So, to start this episode off, I'd like to go ahead and ask you guys a question. You can pause the episode if you need to think about this. The question that I'd like to ask you today is, am I, as in yourself, so you ask yourself this, am I wholeheartedly fulfilled and satisfied with where I am, or have I given up under the guise of content? In other words, are you genuinely okay with where you are, or do you just tell yourself that so you can sleep at night? And so I want you to, you know, if you want to, you can pause the episode right here and have a think about this question. I'm going to also go into a conversation that I had online with somebody. This is actually one of the stories that I'm going to be writing about in my book of Crazy Yet True Stories from My Life. I'm going to bring a piece of it into this episode so that you guys can get a better idea of what I'm talking about and where that question is coming from. So I basically, to give you the gist of it, I met a player in a video game, World of Warcraft, and the player's name was Contempt. That was his name. And in our conversation, he told me this. I personally do not seek monetary gain. I don't want it, even though it would make life easier. I have accepted my role as a bottom feeder. And I do a damn good job at whatever I'm doing. And when he told me that, I said, why have you settled for being a bottom feeder? Have you, in a way, given up yourself? And he said, I've learned to be content with less, so I'm fine with making less. And then this is what I said after that. You know yourself better than I do, so I believe what you say. I just hope you are distinguishing contentment from giving up, or thinking that you are not capable of much. And just like I expressed this statement to him, I now express it to you guys who are listening. And what I really want to drive home today is I do not want you guys to lie to yourself. I want you guys to be honest with yourself when you answer that question that I asked earlier. Are you wholeheartedly fulfilled and satisfied with where you are, or have you given up under the guise of content? Let's go into an example here so that you guys can get... this was, again, a person named Contempt who I talked to. If you want a real life example that's applicable possibly to yourself, let's go into this example here in terms of dating. So let's say you, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but I'm sure if you've been browsing Reddit or maybe other forums, you've come across somebody on the internet who has quote unquote given up on dating, right? So the chances are this person has run into some bad people, you know, whether these are guys or girls, doesn't matter. You know, guys and girls both give up on dating all the time. Not that it's a good thing, but it's an observation, right? A lot of people, quote unquote, give up on dating. And so they basically resign themselves to a life of being single. They say things like, never giving, I don't need any woman, I don't need a man. You know, I'm never going to date another woman again. I'm never going to give a guy another chance. Now, if this person would genuinely be happy being single for the rest of their life, you know, if they mean what they say, then more power to them. I have no issue with that. You know, you have every right to be single for the rest of your life if that's what you truly, truly desire. But what I'm concerned about and what I'm trying to address in today's episode for all of you listening is what happens deep down inside if you don't genuinely feel that way. So like, let's say you're in this person's shoes. Let's say you're in the shoes of somebody who claims to give up on dating for the rest of their life because they're fed up with their pool of prospects, let's say, letting them down. And so let's say you find yourself in this person's shoes, but what happens if you tell yourself that you give up on dating, but you don't genuinely feel that way deep down inside. If, you know, for the first bit of time that passes, you might be happy with your decision. You would probably say that you know this is what you want, you hate dating, you're done with it, and you're happy staying single for the rest of your life. And you'll probably do whatever it takes to convince yourself that you don't secretly long for someone just so you can sleep at night. And so basically, what you're doing is you're burying this disparity between your convictions, you know, to stay single for the rest of your life, and your buried longings, which is you really do want somebody. You're burying that underneath all the dirt, the mud. And so when time passes, you know, in your stubborn conviction to stay single for the rest of your life, even though it's not what you truly want, you turn down every opportunity at romance that comes your way, stubbornly resolved to your initial commitment to give up on dating. But the problem with this is I can promise you that one day, out of nowhere, something inside you is going to snap and you're going to explode. Because one day, in this particular case, you're going to realize that you never truly gave up on dating. The problem was you were just tired of meeting the wrong people. You convinced yourself to give up. You ended up wasting your time turning down opportunities just to perpetuate the idea that you were fully content with being single for the rest of your life when deep down you knew that you wouldn't be. And so this is the question that I asked earlier, you know, are you wholeheartedly fulfilled and satisfied with where you are, or have you given up under the guise of content? Is what I consider to be one of the most important questions that you could ever answer honestly. Because we only have one life to live. And if you spend a good portion of your life believing something when deep down inside you believe otherwise, you know, you end up, like in the case of the dating example, right? Like, let's say you're fed up, let's say you're a girl and you're fed up of meeting the wrong guys. You know, guys are dumb, guys flake on you, guys ghost you, guys just look at you for sex. You know, no guy wants to get serious. And so you tell yourself that you don't want to date guys anymore and you want to be single for the rest of your life, you don't need a man, right? And so, like I said, if you genuinely feel that way for the rest of your life, that's totally fine. I am just very concerned for the people out there, for the ladies out there who feel this way because they're upset about the guys that they've met, but they don't, you know. And they tell themselves that they'd be happy single for the rest of their life, when deep down inside, they still want to meet a good guy. They still want to have that boyfriend, that husband, right? They want to have a family. But even when the right guys approach them and try to shoot their shot, this lady turns them down because she's still stubbornly resolved to stay single for the rest of her life because she doesn't want to be hurt again. Which I understand, I totally get that. But what I'd like to encourage to you today through this episode is you have to be open to the opportunities. You have to be open to being able to move forward, especially with the dating example that I gave. Not every person within the pool of prospects that you're seeking to date is going to be like the people you've already dated or tried to have something with. And you can rewind that podcast, this episode, if you need to hear that again. Not every person that you want, not every person in the pool of prospects you're trying to attract. So, like, let's say you're a straight guy. Not every lady out there is going to be like the kind of ladies you've put up with in the past. Like, let's say you've dealt with lady after lady growing up. They're cheating on you, they're lying to you, they're playing with your feelings, they're leading you on, you know, they're using you for your money, you know, stuff like that. And you get fed up with dating. And so, all the girls that you ever come across in the future are now scum, and you don't want to give them a chance because of what you experienced in the past. And what I'm trying to tell you in this episode is that not all women are going to be like that. Which is why I said earlier, you have to be open to the opportunities, you have to be open to what's possible, you have to be open to being able to move forward. Because I promise you, if you're a guy and deep down inside, you want to have a girlfriend who grows into your future wife, who becomes the mother of your kids. If you want that to be a reality, deep down inside, like, really look at yourself. Really take a hard look in the mirror and ask yourself that question. Because if you lie to yourself and you say you're okay with being single for the rest of your life when deep down inside you know you want someone you can grow with and have a family with, you are not doing yourself a service, which is why I brought up the point earlier that this is your one and only shot at life. Once you waste this time, it's gone. It's never coming back. And you're not going to get another chance at life. You're not going to get another chance to give women a chance. Every time you turn somebody down, every time you turn the opportunities down because you're so fixated on maintaining your prior conviction, you are losing and wasting your time. And like I said, you're not doing yourself any favors because you know what it is you want deep down inside. You're just not being straight with yourself. You're telling yourself one thing, but you really want the other, and you're not doing yourself any favors. So, basically, the solution is to not give up. That's it. That's really all it boils down to in the end. And I'm not saying that the solution is necessarily easy. I'm not saying that it should just, let me just forget about how I felt within my past 10 years of dating, about how crappy it was, and then let me just wake up tomorrow and be in a good mood and not give up ever again. I'm not saying it's going to work like that. It doesn't, right? Don't try to bury your past experiences and emotions. I will go ahead and tell you right now that they're valid. Not that you need me to tell you that, but I don't want you to say that just because I'm offering you this solution that your past pain, your past hardship, your past stress is nothing. It is. Still something. It's still something that you lived through. It's still something that you had to deal with. But in the end, it's still on you. Whether you decide to give up or move forward. Whether you decide to lie to yourself or face the truth that's deep inside of you. The truth that you want to pursue. And I'm not saying you have to wake up tomorrow and then just start asking people out. You just have to be open to the opportunities. And maybe once you pick up yourself, you know, you dust yourself off, maybe you feel a little bit better, maybe enough time has passed since somebody's hurt you, sure, go ask people out. Go give people a chance. I think what's more important in this particular case is having the right mindset. Like I said, being open to the opportunity. So don't lie to yourself, guys. Be honest with yourselves. Ask yourself that question. And I wish you all the best in your endeavors. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com, which is lucashawthorne@substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/LucasHawthorne, which is linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.